Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chiefs football this Sunday, 3:25. Don't forget, 3 hours before kickoff, the Chiefs radio network starts on this station, 96.5 The Fan. Briscoe's pregame, postgame, all here. Mitch, Dan, and Andy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Kling calling all the action as we were joined earlier by Mitch Holtis, as we are every Friday, but it is a Friday. It is 8 o'clock. What a gorgeous day. What a great day. Celebrate yourself today, everybody. You know, at some point in the day, whether it's tonight, whether it's this afternoon, whether it's at lunch, whether it's right now, you know, be like, proud of yourself. It's okay to say that. It is 8 o'clock, though, so we do the script. Mac Attack, you're at the top of the list. I always wait to do mine after we talk to Mitch. That's my rule. I got to get the insight. So, Mac, go ahead. What's your script?
All right, yeah, this is script raw. No Mitch help. Here we go. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite for a reason. If even Vegas believes, why don't we? Why can't we right here in Kansas City? Don't overthink this. This isn't your daddy's Broncos. This certainly isn't your daddy's Chiefs. Okay? This is a different situation. This is a Mahomes takeover game. And I said that before Mitch did. This is going to be playoff Pat, baby. Over 40 rushing yards this game for Mahomes. Over 250 passing. Rashee Rice is going to score a touchdown, as does rookie Breshard Smith gets in pay dirt for the first time in his NFL career. Chris Jones will get a sack. And McDuffie gets an interception on a deep pass when they're in desperation mode in the fourth quarter. Chiefs win this one 27-17.
All right. I like where you're kind of thinking about that one. Here's where I'm going to go. The excuses are done. There's no more room for error. There's no more, we didn't match the intensity and all that kind of stuff. The Chiefs know it, and they'll play their best game of the year. Patrick Mahomes comes out firing. He'll complete his first 8 passes of the game. Mm-hmm. You saw Drake May the other night, 11 straight passes. Patrick Mahomes going to go out there and try to match that. Travis Kelce gets into the end zone in the first half, and that is just the beginning. Rashee Rice will find pay dirt. Hollywood Brown gets into the end zone. And you know what, Chris? You're going to show up this week, and you're going to get a sack of Bo Nix. That's all we're asking for. Get after Bo Nix, get a sack, be a Chris Jones day. He'll get that sack, knock down a pass, and on that sack, it'll be a strip. Chiefs will recover, and they will win a close one, 35-0.
Wow, really close this week.
Yes.
Nervous. 35-0. gear up. Get ready. It's going to be a showdown. Cue the ELO music, you know. Electric Light Orchestra, gonna be a showdown, right? I can see Roy Munson hitting the splits and doing the backspin on the bowling ball right there, but this is a Patrick Mahomes game, and he has to be that dude in this game. Not the second-year guy that says, F it, Tyreek Hill's down there somewhere and just slings it deep, but he's got to be now the veteran that is 30-year-old Patrick Mahomes. Be the surgeon. Do your job in a clean and professional way. The offensive line is key versus that defensive line. That's no secret. Who's going to stop Benito? I do think Denver is going to get to Patrick Mahomes a couple of times in this game because that's who they are. They're going to get sacks. They just cannot happen on a 3rd-and-7 or a 4th-and-1. You know the Chiefs are going to go for it. You cannot take a sack on a 4th-and-1 or a 3rd-and-7 to, you know what I'm saying there? Obviously, 4th-and-1, you turn it over on downs, but that's when they're going to pin their ears back. But I do believe that they are going to get theirs. I like Rashee Rice in this game. I think he's the crutch for Mahomes. I think Mahomes leans on that, and I see a Cooper Kupp type of Matthew Stafford connection in this game. I could see Rashee Rice having more than 10 or more receptions in this game for over 100 yards. Call it 10 for 110. No, Patrick Surtain the second is more key than people are saying it is. He's missed a couple of games, but look at who they played in his absence. The Broncos. You worried about anybody on that receiving core? Jacoby Myers was traded. They didn't even have him on the team, right? He's somewhere else. And then I think Kelsey's that guy that we've seen all year. I like Kelce to have 4 to 5 receptions for about 60 to 55 yards. That's fine with me. And I think Worthy gets involved more than we've seen in the past 4 weeks as well. Andy Reid is 22-4 off of the bye. That needs to be reminded. He gets to 23-4 after the bye. Chiefs become the scariest 6-4 team in the last decade. Chiefs win 28-14.
Whoo, let's get to Sunday at 3:25.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Like the Duke. You want to see a guy from upstate New York, Google search the Duke, D-U-K-E. He was on the Internet Invitational just smoking pot the whole time and talking.
Nice.
And his golf swing is one of the most bizarre things you've ever seen. So Are you really nervous, or is that you just?
No, I am. I am really nervous.
I thought this was going to be the week that you might change the score.
No,
me too.
No,
I thought maybe you'd be like, I want to say 35-0, but I'm going to say 17-16.
I thought it would have been like, I'm going to say 35-0, but it's close one, 31-0.
See, I'm nervous and I'm concerned about both Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones. I really am going into this game. I have this fear that Patrick is going to try to do what he can't do, and that Chris Jones is just going to be the same Chris Jones, you know, that we've seen basically all year long. Mm-hmm. And we can't have that in this game. That's why I said in the script, you know, it has to be a Chris Jones type of game. Like, when you look back on your career and you think about all the great things that you have accomplished, you want to continue to stack those moments and have those moments. This can be one of those moments where Chris Jones can look back when it's all said and done and goes, man, remember that regular season game in Denver? We were 5-4 and I'd stunk all year long and I went out there and I wrecked that game. Like, these are the moments that you have to live for. I don't think Chris Jones has many more moments left in his career, quite honestly, based on the way that I've seen him play this year. I don't know that, you know, we're going to see many more of those moments from Chris Jones. And so you each game that goes by, each quarter that goes by, is less and less opportunity for Chris Jones to go out there and have those moments in his NFL career. And so I need to see him go out there and do that. I like the fact earlier that Mitch talked about playoff Pat, right? And I think that's important. But I also don't want it to be playoff Pat where Patrick Mahomes thinks he's the only guy that can win you a football game. Because if he has that mindset that it has to be all me, they're going to lose that football game. You can't have that mindset that it has to be all you, and you're trying to do things that maybe the defense isn't going to give you, and you're trying to do things that you know aren't going to work, but the ego sometimes gets in the way, and you try to get, you know, down the field when you've got a rush that's in your face, and mm-hmm. you can't have the opportunity to stand back there and let those plays develop. And so the stuff that we love about Patrick Mahomes is always some of the stuff that concerns me, because as you get into these situations, you hope he can realize, I can't do this today. That's my kryptonite. I've got to go out there and do something different. Like, you hope he's got the opportunity and the ability to kind of flip, you know, what they did on offense for the last 4 or 5 weeks to kind of go the opposite direction and say, we know the big play isn't going to be there. We just have to beat him with slow paper cuts down the field. Does Patrick Mahomes have the patience to go ahead and do something like that? And will Chris Jones be able to dominate this defensive line? And I know Mitch said everybody else has to come to the party as well, but I can't rely on Ashton Gelati, no offense, a rookie, Mike Dana, all these other guys. The stars have to be the best version of themselves on Sunday afternoon. And that's just the reality of it. I can't have Chris Jones freelancing out there and trying to make a play where he's supposed to be outside. And if he was just in the position that he was supposed to be in, you win the football game. I can't have that. And I don't know that I can trust Chris Jones not to go out there and freelance during a game and do something and be somewhere where he's not supposed to be.
Can I ask you guys a hypothetical? Would you rather see this game 42-14 Chiefs, or they win the exact same way they won this game last year with a blocked field goal in Kansas City?
Oh, 42-14. Yeah, there's no question. Yeah.
Okay.
What would be the case for the other way?
Be awesome.
Oh, just electric at the end?
Yeah. Like back-to-back seasons where they got blocked because everyone last year was like, well, they got lucky. Well, now it's happened twice in 2 years in the same dramatic. Like, Leo goes up again and snacks it down.
No, that'd be sick. No, that would be fun.
I'd be naked in my neighborhood.
Yeah, the odds of that happening, though, are so slim. No, 42-14 any day.
I'm not asking about odds. I'm asking about your perception of the game.
42-14. I mean, there's not even a question in my mind.
I'd go the blowout.
Cool. And awesome. Stupid question, I guess. My bad. Sorry that game last year was the greatest football game you've ever seen.
It was great, but I don't want that again.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to get combative about it just because
I just said, like, it just is like, you know, it seems like it was scoffed upon. Like, it was a dumb question.
Well, I mean, 42-14 or blocking a field goal at the end? Hell yeah, give me 42-14. I don't need that. Yeah. I don't need that stress. I don't need that anxiety. I don't need, you know.
But give you know you're going to win because you know the result. I'm giving you the result.
Oh, you're
win
the giving game. Me the result already.
You win that's what the question was. You win 42-14, and you win by blocking a field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah, I'd rather win 42-14. I don't think anybody would take blocking a field goal at the end of the game versus 42-14. Mm-hmm. Mac?
No, it's no question for me personally. But I think with Chris Jones, it's now or never for him.
Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, if it is not this game, then when you had your bye, I know there was personal troubles at the beginning of the season in his family and everything with the death, and I... very sympathetic for that, and I know how that could, you know, really take a toll on you mentally.
Sure.
It's been a couple months. You've had a bye. Things have happened. It's time.
It's time.
It's time to show up.
I understand a lot of these veteran guys have played a lot of football, and they're kind of taking it easy at the beginning of the year because rightfully so. You believe you're going to be playing into February. February's now. February just happened to come early this year.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to some Zach Bycutts, and then we'll talk about who the most interesting team is moving forward. Can't be the Kansas City Chiefs. We all three have different answers. Should be interesting here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Rolling along on a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Tennessee Vols got a big one this weekend, Mac.
Man, it feels like everyone's huge at this point.
Hey, in the SEC, it just means more.
It does. Thank you, Bob.
It just means more.
Hey, you teach me things, I teach you things.
That's right. You got Clemson, Louisville tonight.
I know, that's actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. See if Dabo Swinney can get fired. That's
exactly
what I'm
right.
For.
If he loses, does he get fired? Are they talking about that?
If he gets absolutely destroyed by Louisville, you kind of got to be
he
like.
He kind of sucks.
He sucks.
I'm sure he's got a buyout.
Yeah, he does. Ooh. He's looking around going, hey, I'm available for one of these.
Hopefully he gives that 10% to the church.
What are we doing with Bill Belichick this week? Is he playing a game? Because I've lost touch with North Carolina. I heard they won two in a row or something like that. And then, you know, dueling reports out of New York say he is going to be interviewed for the Giants job. And then some people say he has no chance to be interviewed for the Giants job. So
seriously,
that'd
Mac,
be awesome.
Tennessee's favored by 41 against New Mexico State.
Oh, is this the week the SEC plays the Sisters of the Poor and wastes everybody's time with a stupid
Florida
game?
Plays Ole Miss.
There's a couple, but yeah.
Texas, Georgia play at 6:30. That's the big one.
This is kind of the time of the year where like Missouri plays UMass or for whatever reason the SEC does this in like November. They give you this to random games of, you know, Marist taking on LSU. You're like, what are we doing here with this? Why at this point in time?
Need a little break.
Yeah, it is. Play a game, get a little kind of, you know, get a little
take a breath.
The SEC is actually not too bad this week. South Carolina, A&M, that could be okay. Mm-hmm. I know A&M's a heavy favorite in that game, but that's
still going to be a good game.
Arkansas, LSU should be better than it should have been. Oklahoma, Alabama, I mean, hello. That's at 2:30.
Perfect.
And then Texas, Georgia at 6:30.
That's a good one. The Texas, Georgia game,
versus 5.
That's a nice game there.
That's essentially, that is a college football playoff game.
It is, yeah.
100%. Because Georgia's
not
in the first four. Texas just got in. That could be a future match. It's not right now the way they do it, but I mean, that is the closest thing you're going to get to the college football playoff is Texas and Georgia and Oklahoma, Alabama.
Or winner gets in, loser does not. You know, I mean, exactly. If it comes down to it at the end of the year and it's Texas and Georgia kind of jockeying for one of those final spots, well, Georgia beat you in the regular season. They got bragging rights. They should get in, you know, over you. Does anybody else feel the way that I did? Like, there is zero interest in local college football at this point in time, right?
Well, Mizzou got struck with the injury. Right. The quarterback goes out. I thought Drinkwitz's comments were actually okay the other day where he's like, we live in this world where if you don't make the college football playoff, it's a terrible season.
I really like him. I didn't think I was going to like him at first, but I really, he's honest and tells it like it is almost. Like, he doesn't have time for, like, because he's right about that. I mean, we judge everything. Did you make the playoffs or didn't you? And if Missouri can go 8-4 this year, look on the outside in of the college football playoff, still go to a nice bowl game, and it's like, you really didn't. Like, we've lost all of that now because of the college football playoff, and you know, it is what it is. I mean, as much as I like Drink saying all that, I understand, but it is what it is. I mean, this is kind of, you know, what we set ourselves up for. If we're not playing for a playoff and judging people off of postseason success, what are we really doing here, right?
Right.
Because everybody wants to win a national championship. Everybody starts the season with the goal of winning a national championship. Then as the season goes along, you know, guy like Drink or whoever says, hey, you can't judge it all just based on all the playoff stuff. Well, at the beginning of the year, we were. It was all about getting into the college playoff. But also how the season happened, because Dusty's right, man. The quarterback got injured, and it just all fizzles out. There's not, there's not much that you can do, you know, in those situations. K-State lost interest in August in the first half in Ireland, and they never regained their interest. And Kansas is just a mid-major at best. I mean, it's just not an interesting – nothing interesting is going on there. And the only real interesting thing going on right now in college football locally is message board geniuses had Drinkwitz is going to Penn State. Is that a better job than Missouri? Probably.
No, absolutely.
Maybe.
Not.
I don't know. No. I don't know the answer to that question.
I would say yes.
Missouri. I would say yes too. I think.
I would disagree wholeheartedly against that. Penn State is not a great job. Penn State is never going to be productive in the Big Ten. They aren't in the SEC. Missouri is a much better job than Penn State.
Missouri and Penn State basically then are the same programs by what you're saying. Because I don't know that Missouri is ever going to be that real player. Every once in a while, like Penn State, you get a year here or there. But I think Missouri and Penn State are kind of similar, quite honestly. You have your powers, and then you have that second tier. I think Missouri is a second tier power in the SEC. And I think Penn State is a second tier power behind Ohio State, whoever else is in the Big Ten at this point in time. Indiana.
Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, I mean, all those schools, Michigan. Right? Is Michigan up there?
Every 3 years.
I mean, they just won the national championship last year and everybody left.
Two years ago.
Yeah. That's the thing. And every 3 or 4 years, they'll be back.
Yeah. Will they? Okay. Yeah.
But I think they'll be back. But they're not, but to your point, they're not a Georgia who's never going to go away. And Alabama, who even when they lose Nick Saban, is a top 12 team and they're going to be there. Like, it is a little
top
bit different.
Top 5 team almost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing at the beginning of the year that Kalen DeBoer guy was getting fired.
Yeah, he's done.
Week two.
They said that. Right now, they said on, like, I think it was, like, somebody's national show, like, if I'm Alabama, I'm calling Nick Saban right now.
Yeah.
And then that.
I think Nick Saban may have said that.
Alabama Jones. College football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanner's are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanner's, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I cannot get over 41.5. You almost have to take New Mexico State.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, though? Think about
40 and
it.
40.5?
I know it's a big number, but we see these scores in these games.
Yeah, it'll be 56-3.
Yes, exactly. they think that's what it will be. Like, you look at that number, you're like, oh, my God, I got to take, you know, the points. But at the end of the day, you're right, Dusty. How many games have we seen where these teams go 56-3 and that's your final? And, you know, these mid-majors just don't show up.
Because it's funny, last night you're like 12.5, New England's favorite. No way. Staying away from that. They didn't cover.
They won by 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, they won by 13.
Well,
yeah.
I think that 13 some lines is 13
It was 13.5.
Yeah, 13.5.
Yeah, but that's the NFL. College football is like sure. In the NFL, at least there's talented guys on the field. You know, you're an SEC team. What, I don't even know what New Mexico State is. Are they whack? I mean, what are they?
That spread's whack.
It is. That is whack. Rack 'em. Whack.
I bet they're Mountain like West? Big Sky. They could be Mountain West.
Mountain West?
Is that what they are?
Is New Mexico State in the Mountain West? Or are they? Oh, no. Hang on a second before you guys say it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they one of the new Pac-12 teams? Which, by the way, did you see Washington State fired their athletic director?
Wow.
Yeah. Man. One of the two teams remaining in the Pac-12 or whatever that is, the Pac-2, and you fired your athletic director for not doing enough. Like, I mean, what is he supposed to do, guys?
Well, they're in the same conference of, they're in the... What's Missouri State? And we just talked about this.
Missouri Valley?
Conference USA.
Conference USA. Yeah, so they're in there with like Liberty, Sam Houston State, Missouri State, Western Kentucky, Kennesaw State, all those teams. And then they play Tennessee at 3:15.
Let's go,
where
baby.
40.5 point underdogs.
Yeah, we played Kennesaw last week, so we're ready for Tennessee.
40.
We just could go out there and play football, man. It's just at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's a 100-yard field. It's time to go. We can do this. 56-3.
They wipe their ass the same as we did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All the cliches.
They put their pants on one leg at a time.
Somebody said Penn State's 10 times the job that Missouri is. You guys are homers. Well, those guys said it was a better job than Missouri, so you can call me a homer. But let me know what the NIL is at Mizzou, and let me know what the NIL is at Penn State.
Can I ask
you? And also, Penn State had James Franklin and what's his name? Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
It's not the job you think. Penn State is a Dollar General store. That's what they are. You know what you're getting when you go to Penn State. Missouri's a better job. Sorry. That's all I'm going to say.
I think they're very much the same, though. When you start ranking the jobs in each league, I mean, Penn State is a prestigious job. I think if you look at a casual football fan and you say, what's the better job, Missouri or Penn State, everybody's going to say Penn State. It's just because they have that reputation, right? They have that old Joe Paterno. They were always there. They were always
gross
a premier.
Reputation.
You know,
the whiteout.
The whiteout stuff. But they were always a premier team back in the day. And people develop and they remember those things. Missouri's never been a brand name for anything. And I'm not being, you know, a KU fan by saying that.
No,
Missouri's never been a brand name in anything. Penn State's a brand name when it comes to football. I think the Penn State job is much better than the Missouri job now that we're talking about it more. But the NIL stuff, I got a dumb question. Mm-hmm. Don't we all have budgets now? Isn't there? Where did I see like there's a $21 million budget?
$10 a day.
Yeah, exactly. But like these college programs, didn't we set like a salary cap, if you will? Like everybody's got to play within the same rules, or are we still operating where anybody can do whatever it is that they want to do? I thought we may have reined that in, getting rid of the collectives and taking it all in-house, right? I don't know the answer to that question. That's why I'm asking it.
I don't either. It still feels really vague and confusing, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if this is one of those things that we all have a budget, we all have a salary cap, it's the NFL, or if college football is now Major League Baseball, where it's just spend to your heart's content.
Well, pretty much. I mean, what, that dude just dropped $60 million at Columbia just to do it, right? And then KU had the same thing, right? Some guy just gave, like $40 or $50 million at Lawrence.
Yeah, but does that go for 1 year? How does that work? I mean, I still don't know the rules of this kind of crap.
The revenue sharing cap.
Yeah.
It's new limited amount of money schools can pay athletes directly starting at about $20.5 million.
Okay, so and that's their budget for all that's of their athletes,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is for 2025, 2026, and that will set to increase over time just like any cap
sure,
in sports
well,
does.
Yeah, it'll be $50 million by 2 more years.
Mm-hmm. And they can receive, the athletes can continue to receive income from third-party NIL deals. So there's
which
your
is,
school stuff,
yeah.
Or like you can get Canes, chicken deal,
right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's why like some states have finally gotten smart and said if you commit in high school, if that state allows NIL, you can go to a high school kid and be like, you're between where? Mizzou and Kansas? Oh, well, hey, this is Eli Drinkwitz from the Missouri University. We'd like to give you an NIL deal already as a senior in high school. That way you can already commit. If you commit to Mizzou, you can get an NIL deal in the state of Missouri.
Yeah,
not every
good.
State is that way. Someone asked a question on the text line. I'm going to be really easy to answer this from the 816. Indiana has been trash at football for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great this year, but now they're a superpower in college football. I'm legit confused. Well, they were good last year.
They're
good this year. And I'll tell you the answer. It's real simple. NIL.
Yeah.
That's
the benefit of NIL. Like Indiana is the poster child for why NIL is good. It took a program that was useless, and now they're a world beater because of the NIL. They've got the money coming in. They're able to do that kind of stuff.
I'll throw in the coach too. Give him some credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Signetti's been great.
Yeah, you need both. Yep.
But like, you do, but you need the cash first.
Yeah, cash first.
Both.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get a good coach unless you have the cash.
Yep.
And so you've got to have the cash to get the coach, and then coach comes in, then you got to have the cash to go, you know, it's just a vicious
cycle. Textline continues to give some knowledgeable information. Revenue sharing from schools has a cap. NIL doesn't.
Okay.
So there's the gray.
Yeah, basically, you still need all your boosters to be greasing the palms of these guys.
Correct.
Hey, can this guy go wash cars for $1,000 an hour but never show up?
Sure he can.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Come on down to John's dealership there in Lawrence, and I'll get you washing cars, allegedly.
I've got a tree planting business.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Where is it located? TBD.
Well, I mean, it was back in the day. Oklahoma did this back in the day. Like, Barry Switzer had guys working at car dealerships and places like that in the summertime. They never showed up.
No.
That's great. It's like, it's so funny to think about how just bizarre college football and real life college football was back in the day and how corporate it's become now. Like, anything in life. Life used to be fun. Then corporate got involved. What is it, BlackRock that you say buys everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
BlackRock got involved and ruined it all.
They bought Subway, gone. They bought Jersey Mike's, time will tell.
Can we talk about Subway? Who is eating the Terhamkin?
I don't eat any of that stuff. No, none of those. They do it at Firehouse Subs, too. Like, they do the Thanksgiving collab. That's either, I feel like you are all the way in or you're all the way out.
Like when you put all the stuff on a
correct.
Bun?
They do it at pizza place, I think, like Main Slice and Lee Summit does it, where they have like the Thanksgiving, it's called like leftover pizza.
Ugh.
Again, right? Like, I don't know if it's them.
I mean, I wasn't going to do it because we're on the air, but I almost like.
Yeah, and it's just not my thing. Like, they have the Maui Wowie at Main Slice. If you ever go there, it's on Main Street. It's a great place. It's like, it's not your guys' thing, but it's like jerk chicken with jalapenos, pineapple. It's great. But like, some places do like that leftover pizza where it's like cranberry stuffing, turkey.
Ugh.
I'm not into that. Like, I'm honestly not really into Thanksgiving food. I eat it twice a year, at a Friendsgiving and on Thanksgiving, and I never really eat that type of food. I guess green bean casserole reigns supreme. But, like, I'm not a jive.
Nobody eats that stuff anytime.
Do people eat Subway?
Well,
this
thing last night that Subway was pushing, the Terhamkin sandwich all night long, and I couldn't get past who's going there and saying, I'll take a 6-inch Terhamkin.
Not Jared.
I saw Subway in Spain and I was like, oh, why?
No chance. No, no.
It's the largest fast food chain in the world. They have more store. They used to be. I don't know
more
if they're still
KFC?
Up there. Oh, by, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's take a picture, Emily. Sorry, I didn't, but I saw one as well.
But no, Subways are like by like thousands more than anybody else. I don't know. But if you're pushing the Terhamkin on people, what are we doing here?
Well, I get the move. You're doing what everybody else is doing, but like, you don't, just because everybody jumps off the bridge doesn't mean you have to.
No.
I'm just not, I mean, let alone, I'm just not eating that. That's just, I don't like that.
You just sound like Alex.
Why does someone want to eat that collab, man? Like, yeah.
Turkey, ham, and chicken smashed into one?
Ugh.
And then you're calling it the Terhamkin?
John Madden would smash it.
I don't even know that Madden would take that. He'd take his turducken and go home and go, mixing in ham? Like, could they not get duck at Subway? Would you eat duck at Subway?
No.
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 Not
come on down to Subway. We've got the 6-inch duck.
That has no interest to me. But what team in the NFL not saying the Chiefs has interest in you the rest of the year?
You know, it wasn't going to be this team. But when you were talking in the break about the Patriots being 9-2 and people still complaining about their schedule, I'm thinking they're 9-2 at this point in time. They've got 6 games left on the schedule. It is time to accept the New England Patriots as a legitimate contender, if not the number one contender right now in the AFC, especially in the AFC East. Like, if you're Buffalo today and you're waking up, you're realizing your reign is over. You know, the Chiefs' reign is not over here in Kansas City, but it sure seems like that reign is ending in Buffalo right now with the New England Patriots. So at 9-2, they still have a bye to go late in the season.
Week 14.
I'm interested in watching what they do the rest of the way and to see if 9-2 becomes their high watermark or if 9-2 is their jumping off point where they can continue to move forward. It's very interesting.
Are you
all
in on Drake May?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah, it's hard not to be at this
100%.
Point. Yeah, it's hard not to be. I think when he was coming out, they were talking about he had small hands. I'm not kidding. I think they were. And look at him now, man.
6'4", 225. I can guarantee you that if the hands are small, that's the only thing small in that man.
Men's wieners.
Well done. So I guess I'll ask you, what's the most interesting thing about New England to you?
The coach.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't realize, I don't think, how good Mike Vrabel really was. And when you go and work for an organization that gives you support, I mean, that's the reason Mike Vrabel didn't work out in Tennessee. It's clearly not because of him. That's an organization that is just complete and utter ass from ownership on down. That's where it starts in Tennessee. And that's when you have bad teams, you have bad owners. And that ownership group in Tennessee is so bad, it's amazing that Mike Vrabel was able to do what he was able to do in Tennessee, yes. I think. I mean, watching him now with a great owner and great, you know, and a good situation, 9-2.
And even in Tennessee, didn't they trade A.J. Brown while he was there?
Yep.
Because AJ Brown was in that AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
And then
John
the next
Robinson
year he was
traded
gone.
Him. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
On draft night.
Yeah.
And then they didn't pay Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Exactly. All the things that Mike Vrabel said to do, they did the opposite.
Yeah.
And they see where they turned out.
That'd be like the Chiefs being like, yeah, we're not going to extend Rasheed Rice and we're going to trade Xavier Worthy. Good luck, Andy.
Yeah, what? It's all you. It's your fault.
It's also
Clark getting involved, which is what Clark doesn't do.
Well, it's just a good case study into why coaches are successful and why they're not. A lot of it is out of their hands. Every organization that is bad and that loses has a horse crap owner. There's no other way to say it.
Woody Johnson. So Vrabel's your most interesting with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Mac, who's your team and why?
I would say the Packers, because what has happened and what's on paper are the most non-computing among all the NFL teams.
And who's the Richard in the post-game press conference asking Matt LaFleur if he's coaching the rest of the season to save his job?
Like, what the hell?
Like, what are you fishing for,
geez,
dude?
Jeez, man.
I also saw something about Matt LaFleur potentially leaving after this season and going to...
I saw this. I can't remember where, though. That was a weird report.
Yeah. But no, Atlanta. It was from our sister station there? In Atlanta that said that the writing is now on the wall, I guess, for Raheem Morris down there, which is sad. I really like Raheem Morris, well, man. I want them to win. And then you got him down there in Atlanta, and they're saying he may be on his way out, and then like they're already starting to sniff around Matt LaFleur to Atlanta.
He was the quarterback's coach there for one season.
Oh, well, then he's got ties. Yeah, I mean, by all means, bring him home!
You know, Chiefs legend Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
You know?
Him and Josh Gordon.
Or it was always like SEC legend, Anthony Peeler or something. He never played in the SEC.
It's like we always see with like the Royals, like Royals legend Ben Zobrist. Well,
yeah.
I mean, he was here for like a half a year.
If that, right? Yeah. He's here 3 months, a great couple of months. So, yeah. You know, he will go down. As
Royals great or oldest champ. Chapman.
Yeah.
But Matt LaFleur's got one of the biggest jobs, and that's why it's interesting, because he's such a great offensive mind, and their offense has just not clicked.
And what are they switching up in Green Bay? Is it ownership? Like, the town's getting ready to, like, do something. Like, they're getting ready to change something in Green Bay.
Well, they're not already publicly owned, so I don't know.
There's something going on with Green Bay and, like, the transition of that. I don't know. There's something more involved than just like the town of Green Bay owning the team or something.
Well, they
like
have
that.
A president. I think they were maybe changing that or something.
There's something involved with the high up and that's good though. But the Patriots and Mike Vrabel, the Packers and Matt LaFleur. Cause I'll tell you what, would you rather have Jordan Love or Bo Nix?
Jordan Love.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know.
Jordan Love for sure.
None of the above.
I think the ceiling's way higher with Jordan Love.
I would take Bo Nix. I would absolutely take Bo Nix over Jordan Love.
I think that Jordan Love ceiling looks a lot like the ceiling outside of Steven Spector's office.
Yeah, falling apart.
There's a big hole in the middle of it, but it's still together, but there's still a big, big hole. Because this is now 2 years in a row
we've
done this with Jordan Love.
He hasn't done anything, man.
Where it starts off okay, and then it's just for some reason they have to give Jacobs the ball 25 times a game because they can't trust Jordan Love.
And they're so, like, they're not going to move on because we don't have changing quarterback here in Green Bay. We go 30 years without switching quarterbacks.
Would you rather have Jordan Love or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love or Trevor Lawrence?
Jordan Love.
See, none of the above.
I think, he has not been great. I'm not going to argue that Jordan Love's been awesome, but 2,300 yards, 13 touchdowns, 3 picks. He hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last 2 weeks, so that needs to change. I don't think he's been terrible. I definitely don't think he's been as good as I've wanted him to be or as I've prophesied him to be, but that's why it's interesting. They still have an amazing defense and a lot of weapons on offense. They just haven't clicked.
Yeah, nothing's clicking right now, and usually that's leadership, man. That's the head coach. Like, we've got to find a way. We've got all this star talent. Again, the X's and O's get so in the way of these young coaches, they forget it's about the people and finding ways to make the people work together. It's not about the plays. It's not about your designs. How do you get all these people working together? You've got all these stars. You've got to manage these egos and figure out a way to mesh that locker room all together. And if you can't, you can't be a head coach or a manager in this world.
I think to me the most interesting team moving forward is the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because left for dead, side of the road, roadkill, but that roadkill still had a heartbeat, and everybody just drove by it, mm-hmm. didn't check on it. Now it's getting back up.
So no, Mac did.
I was there fostering it back to life.
Yeah, you're the IG videos of, like, the deer that shows up to the back porch with a broken leg, and then it becomes its pet.
Yeah, warm milk. I got you, man.
Yeah, you adopted that bobcat the other day. Did you see that bobcat that's living in somebody's house?
I did see that.
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
But, no, the Ravens are interesting because if they can win the North – and then it's like it kind of affects that entire division, right? Because Joe Burrow's, I think, trying to expedite his way back. Not that it's going to make anything better in Cincinnati, but he is better than Joe Flacco. Pittsburgh thought they were going to run away with it. And here's Corella DeVille in a purple and black car driven by Lamar and John Harbaugh right behind you coming for that lead. And then, obviously, the Browns suck. But, like, wouldn't that be a story to watch Baltimore not lose the rest of the season, fill in for that AFC North, and take away that division? All of a sudden, all those takes about Harbaugh and Lamar and all this stuff that we had, it's like, you know, you do it with the Chiefs. Why can't you do it with the Ravens? Like, hold on. Hold on. They're not what they say they are. So that's a very interesting team to me. Coming up, speaking of being interesting, how about a Friday Chiefs parlay that we'll put together, brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be. Coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Our Friday Chiefs parlay. Coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Friday, baby. Red Friday. Somebody just made me absolutely vomit on the text line. They said, I'm pretty sure there's a Thanksgiving turkey dinner in a can that exists.
Oh, I think there is. Yeah, I think they sell that in, like, London.
Dude, absolutely not.
What is that stuff they do eat in England? It's potted.
They put beans on,
spotted,
like.
Spotted Richard. That's exactly what it is that they eat over there in London. What? It's called spotted. The D word, yeah.
You can say it.
Men's wiener.
I'm sure I could, yeah. It's Spotted Richard. I'll just see it out there for you. Look it up.
I think that's what they call Morgan Freeman.
Look it up on the work Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Look up Spotted Dick on the thing, and that's what you should be able to see.
You type it in, it gives you the traditional recipe for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like a, I don't know if that's a cake or whatever.
We call that
an
STD in America.
It's basically a quintessential English steamed pudding served with creamy vanilla custard sauce.
What's his name from American, American Pie would have had a heyday with this.
Oh, Finch? What would you, the ingredients are what? A creamy yogurt?
A quintessential English steam pudding served with a creamy vanilla custard sauce. Looks delightful.
It actually does look good.
It doesn't look bad.
No, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's like bread pudding, basically, is what that is. The British version of bread pudding.
Yeah, for sure. Eat the Spotted Richard.
Yeah, and you can buy that, I believe. I've seen that at grocery stores in like a can. Maybe I'm wrong. I very well could be. But I think they have, like, Thanksgiving dinner in a can, yeah.
My grandma used to make salmon patties out of salmon in a can.
I got salmon in a can for salmon patties. Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not just get to the store and...
But they don't sell, like, ground salmon,
of
though.
Of all people eat salmon out of a can, you're the
I know,
one.
You're surprised, right?
I am surprised.
Because we had the potato incident the other day. We're calling it the Great Potato Incident of 2025, where we found under, you know, the bags of rotten potatoes.
Bob and Jen had fruit flies all over their house. Couldn't figure out why. Found a 10-year-old bag of potatoes in their pantry.
No, it wasn't 10. It was probably a couple months old, right? But, and we're like, and wow. I kept saying, I don't think something smells right. My wife's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Sure enough, that's not what gin sounds like.
It's not. They do. They have. It's Craig's Thanksgiving dinner in a can.
Salmon patties always salmon in a can for me. That's what the text line says.
And the BBL. If you look at a picture of the Thanksgiving dinner in a can, you may want to throw up.
I'm not going to, man.
I mean, it is. And I'll show to the screen what this dinner in a can looks like.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing that.
Oh, my God.
The layers.
It's layers. Mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, more gravy, some sort of turkey substance, peas, sweet potatoes, more. It looks awful. I mean, you want to talk about a sodium count right there. So we had the fruit flies and the potatoes, and I'm like, it really stinks. We got to find this. And we finally found all these potatoes were rotting.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Ew.
Now you don't have fruit flies.
No, they're gone.
Yeah. All right, Chiefs Friday parlay, three legs. We all three give one. Bob, go ahead.
All right, Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown, baby. Let's
do
it.
There it is. Plus 195.
Oh, that's a big number this week.
A little higher than we
got it on the board in the boss's office.
I do. I have Taylor's fiance up there.
And what did it say next to it?
I don't know.
Washed?
Did it say washed? Who put that up there?
I thought you did.
No, I didn't put that up there. Carrington probably got in there.
It says Taylor's fiance, and then next to it says washed.
Oh, I didn't put Chris Jones up there. I put Travis Kelce.
Sad. Come on. Dusty, what do you got?
I have Rashee Rice, over 77.5 yards.
Love it.
He's done it every game since he's been back. I'm not going to count the Raiders game because he only had 40% of snaps, and they cut him short. He was on pace to do it. But I believe he's had, what, like 90 and 80 in back-to-back games. I think he's no Patrick Sertan in this game. Mahomes is going to need somebody to throw to. His over-under now on receptions, you see what it is?
What is
7.5.
I was going to guess that, yeah. I told Bob this yesterday. It came out from Next Gen Stats. Since he's been in, you know, since, you know, whenever he came in week 6 or whenever it was, week 7, he's third in target share behind Puka Nacua and Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Who are amazing.
Who are insane. And it's like 36, 33, and it's like 31% of the targets for Rashee Rice.
You think he can be a top 5 receiver in the league? Or is it way too talented up there?
By talent, no. But by production, yeah.
Because you would say your top 5 are Jefferson, Chase, JSN,
Puka,
CeeDee Lamb.
And Puka.
Okay.
Those 5, yeah.
And that's like That's just like that's a group of just absolute. Yeah. like the seventh best wide receiver in the league is awesome. to be fair.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, that'd be the seventh best quarterback in the NFL is nothing great. But I mean, because the seventh best quarterback in the NFL is an average at best quarterback in this league. Seventh best wide receiver, you're a superstar in this
Seriously.
League. And but I just think you know, it's too early to judge what Rashee Rice is going to be able to do because he's missed so much time, guys. Like, we just don't know what he is. He might as well be a rookie all over again, I think, right? I mean, he played his rookie year half of it, played four games the following year, missed all of those games last year, missed six games to start this year. I mean, has he played 17 games in an NFL season yet? Like, he's got the opportunity to kind of be a rookie all over again. And so I think before anybody wants to make their decisions on Rashee Rice, we need to see a full season out of this guy before we figure out what he can do. But I think he's definitely trending that way. And if he's the seventh best wide receiver in the NFL, that's like, hey, can you get into the top five? And I don't see why he can't get into the top five in this offense, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of cooking up some stuff for me personally as far as the Chiefs parlay because I didn't get to bet last week.
They didn't
have
a lot of receiver options on some of the books that I saw.
No, there weren't. There weren't a lot of options. But one they did have, obviously, is yards for Rice. And I did look at the 100-plus for something that I'm cooking up because I think that could be. He could be the first triptych guy for receiving this week because I think, what is it, 95 he had or 97? We've gotten close. We haven't gotten quite to 199 in week one from Hollywood Brown. So we got 77.5 over for Rashee Rice receiving yards from you, Dusty. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score. I'll go Chiefs defense to have an interception or Bo Nix to throw an interception, really, rather on the books is what it would be.
Right.
So over half an interception, that's minus, I think, 140, 146. So all
that's minus number.
I know. Yeah. They think that's going to happen. They think he's throwing a pick. And I think the way they throw it deep and the way they're going to have to want to score and push the ball. Yeah, I think McDuffie gets a pick. That was in my script. All those three together, plus 750, boys.
There you go. 7.5 to 1.
Okay. Not bad.
10 will win you 75. Trail it if you want.
Take it.
I didn't get to see the Juju yards this week, but somebody
three.
On the Texans. somebody hammer it, dude. Somebody on the Texans like Juju Smith-Schuster over yards. Thank you. I've been trying to say this. I can't see the number yet. I don't know why. Because I think it's because Xavier Worthy popped up on the injury report yesterday with a foot injury? Is that what it was?
Ankle injury, yeah.
Don't like that. Don't like that at all. I think that's why they probably like halted some of the numbers, but Rice is there. Kelce is there. I know that for a fact. Kelce, I think, is at like 44.5, which seems like
41.5. 41 yeah, that's it. Rice and Kelce is all you got.
Yep.
For Chiefs.
Because of the Worthy announcement yesterday.
Yeah, 41.5.
Concern or no concern with that, by the way?
It's
an ankle and speed.
I think with this guy, with Xavier Worthy, I think it's just going to be something every week that we got to be concerned about. How much that can sucks. You play through, right?
That sucks.
I don't know. This is just it's a strange one to pop up yesterday. Rashee Rice, I'm looking at the Underdog app right now. 76.5 receiving yards, 6.5 receptions are the numbers that they have out there. Yep.
Better odds for you.
But I don't see anything
what
for...
What do you take both those together? Is it plus money? Has to be.
Let's see here. You over the receiving yards or higher than the receiving yards, higher than the receptions. I got to pick more stuff before it gives me what I need. So
have Mahomes with a touchdown, like over a half touchdown. That'll be like plus 110.
Mahomes, let's see, rushing and receiving touchdowns or passing touchdowns?
Just passing.
1.5.
Okay, take it.
All right.
And then take Rice, Plus 280.
I can do some. Hang on a second here. And I'll do. What did you say? Bo Nix with an interception. This is riveting.
So four legs. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right. A 4-leg parlay. Bo Nix higher than a half interception.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes higher than a touchdown and a half passing. Rashee Rice higher than 76.5 yards. Rashee Rice higher than 6.5 receptions.
Don't tell me. Let's see if I can get in the ballpark. I'm going to say that's plus 580.
I'll go lower and say plus 450.
A $10 bet. We'll win you $36.40.
Damn it.
So it's 30. Yeah. So plus 360.
Yeah. Okay.
So our parlay is Mac has the Chiefs defense to get an interception. I have Rashee Rice over 77.5 yards. And Bob has a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. That is plus 750. And that is our Chiefs Friday parlay brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be. It's coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Coming up on the other side, it's our Friday edition with Mr. Sean Smith here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I love it when they call you Big Papa.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.